It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at Menards. Refresh your home today at Menards with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Save big on window treatments at Menards. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of window treatments today. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now. Save big money at Menards.
And now, without further ado, let's begin.
I was a delivery driver for Pizza Hut during college. A bunch of my buddies from school also worked there, so it was laid back and sometimes even fun. It would get really busy with deliveries up until 7 to 8 o'clock, then it would have a sudden drop-off in orders. Our place accepted delivery orders until 11, then would only accept pickup orders until 12. It was a Saturday night, so it was busier than most other days, but after 9:30, there were no more orders. We had someone pick up an order around 10:15, but we had nothing else until 10:50, when the phone started ringing.
Hello, this is Pizza Hut.
I waited for a second. I could hear light breathing on the other side, but they weren't responding.
Hello?
Finally, a woman started speaking. She was talking quietly and had a shaky voice. She asked for a small pepperoni pizza to be delivered to her address. I said okay, and just before I hung up, something in me made me ask if she was okay. There was just something off about the way she was talking. She said she was just fine and hung up. I sent the order through, and 15 minutes later I got on the road. The house was a couple blocks away, and there were no other cars out, so I got there in just a few minutes. As I drove up the driveway and parked, I saw a heavy light coming from around the garage where the front door was. I got the pizza and the receipt ready, and as I looked back, I saw the light constantly going in and out, like someone was walking in front of it. I rounded the garage and realized the light was coming from inside the house, shining out the open front door. I stepped onto the porch, and before I even reached the door, I heard footsteps rushing down some stairs inside. Then a man came to the doorway. He was a tall, heavy-set, bald man, but what was really weird was that he was completely out of breath. He was taking big, exhausted breaths and had sweat dripping from his head. Sure, he could have just been working out, but the expression on his face just made it all the more unnerving. He looked angry and frustrated, like he didn't want me to be there. I don't think I've ever seen someone that unhappy that their pizza arrived. I asked him if the order was correct, since he obviously wasn't the one who placed it, which then made me think back to the woman on the phone. Putting everything together made for an uncomfortable possible scenario in my head. I said the total and handed the man the receipt.
Hold on, I need my wallet, he said, walking down the hall toward what I assume was the kitchen.
As I waited for a moment, I heard a quiet sound coming from inside the house upstairs. It was a dull thump, like someone was hitting the wall. I heard it again, louder this time, and seconds later, the man came rushing down the hallway, grabbing the box from my hands and throwing cash at me, then slammed the door in my face. I stood there in shock for a second, hearing the man's footsteps rushing upstairs. I couldn't hear much else, so I walked back to my car while processing everything. Once I got out of their driveway, I drove a minute down the road, then pulled over. I decided it best to call the police and just give them all the information I had and ask them to just do a checkup to make sure it was all okay. When I got back to Pizza Hut, I told my friends about the unusual situation. They thought it was odd too, but none of them seemed worried about it. The rest of my shift went by fast, and I got home at 12:15. Not long after, I got a call. It was an officer that did a wellness check on the woman that I said was at the house. Only, he said there was no woman at all. He described the man, but he was allowed inside the home and never saw anyone else. The man said he lived alone and had no idea what woman I was talking about. I know what I heard, though. Someone else was in that house, and it was definitely a woman that called the place the order. The fact that the man was lying about things that I was 100% sure about made me really uneasy. The cop told me that there wasn't much else to be done unless something else came up. It's been a long time since this all happened, but I still think back to it. I could be blowing it all out of proportion, but there's a big part of me that doesn't think so.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Refresh your home today at Menards with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux-wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Save big on window treatments at Menards. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of window treatments today. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now. Save big money at Menards.
My name is Tommy, and I started doing Uber Eats last year after I lost my part-time retail job. I'd seen their ads everywhere about how the job was so relaxing and easy money, and some of my friends were curious about the gig too. So I took one for the team to figure out if all the hype was true. It wasn't. Driving around on a time crunch made the gig really stressful, and sometimes it would be for just a couple bucks. I was only a teenager, and my only bills I had to pay were my car payment and car insurance, so making a ton of money wasn't necessary, but I did feel like I was getting ripped off for the amount of time and work it was. I pushed aside getting a different job because I was lazy, but after this happened, I quit right away. I picked up an order from a Chinese place and was heading to the customer's address. I don't remember it being a large order or anything. I think it was just normal small order with a small payout. On the way to their address, I got a text in the Uber Eats app. It was my customer asking where I was. Then another text came in telling me to hurry up. I was driving, so I couldn't respond, but I was just confused and honestly a little annoyed. I'd just picked up the order a couple minutes prior, so it wasn't like I was running late or anything. I shrugged it off and thought it was just a mistake on their part. The address wasn't far, only about 10 minutes. It was in the less well-off neighborhood in my town, though, with pretty old and small houses. It's actually funny, though, because the customers in smaller, cheaper houses usually tipped more than the rich people. Anyway, I pulled up next to their driveway and got out of my car, holding their bag of food. What caught my attention as I walked up their driveway was that the house had all of its lights off. It wasn't the most scary thing in the world, but it was something I took note of. When I got up to the front door, I knocked quickly and took my phone out to take the picture of it on the porch. But just as I snapped the photo, "Hey!" a man yelled from my left, standing by the corner of the house. I jumped, then awkwardly said hi. He started walking toward me, taking a key out of his pocket. "I don't know what took you so fucking long." He walked right in front of me and held the single key up and unlocked the front door. His attitude had me in disbelief. I didn't know what to do or say, so I just stood there like an idiot. "Come here. I need your help. Said you took your time driving. It'll be quick." He waited by the door, holding it open. No, I'm okay. I should really get back to work." The man looked angry and took a step toward me, reaching out like he was trying to grab me. I jolted my shoulder back to avoid his hand, then backed up and walked away from the porch. Then just as I got to the driveway, bright headlights flashed over me. The man by the door ran outside and around the house, leaving the front door open as the car pulled up the driveway. It turned out to be the homeowners, returning from dinner. The man I met at the door didn't live there, and the homeowners had no idea who he was or how he had gotten a key to their house. We called the police and explained the situation to them. Knowing everything now, though, it made more sense why the man wanted me to rush to the house. He probably knew that the homeowners could be back at any minute, and he wanted to have enough time to do whatever it was he was going to do to me before they got back. I still don't have any answers for what happened that night, or what was going to happen, and I don't think I ever will, but I have stopped doing deliveries. I drive for Postmates 3 to 4 days a week, depending on my other work schedule. Delivery driving is my relaxing side job that I do to help pay for extra things I want, like vacations or clothes, while my other job pays for my more necessary bills, like rent. So I never take delivery driving too seriously. I just go about it, and if I don't end up making a lot of money one night, it's no big deal. On this day, I started right when I got out of work, around 8. By 10, I have actually made a decent amount of cash, more than most nights. Although I'd usually stop around this time, why call it quits when I was doing well? I decided to keep going until I either got too tired or the orders stopped coming in. I accepted the next order and continued to the restaurant. It was a medium-sized order from Wendy's with a regular tip, nothing uncommon. I drove through and picked it up, then clicked start route on my phone to give me directions to the customer's house. Except it wasn't to a house. It was a GPS location set near a grocery store 15 minutes away. I'd had plenty of deliveries ordered to grocery stores or other places of work from the employees, but it was only odd because they didn't put the store as the address. They used an exact location instead. Anyway, I started the drive up there. When I got to the parking lot by the grocery store, I noticed it was empty. I pulled right up to the front and parked, then got out with the food. I took a look around, but was pretty sure the store was closed. I texted the customer, letting them know I was at the store. They replied right away, saying they were around the building in the back, and that I should see them right way around to the corner. I was definitely skeptical, but I got back in my car and drove around the store. There didn't seem to be anything there, just a couple parked cars in the far back by one of the other stores. I stopped and looked, but still didn't see anyone. This was when I started to get really uneasy feeling. I was thinking this may not be worth it, and put the car back in drive, but then my phone started buzzing.
"Hey, we're coming up right now. Be there in just a minute,"
a man said, hanging up right after. I looked around again, feeling even more uncomfortable. Something just wasn't sitting right with me. I made a short U-turn and started to go back the way I came, until someone ran in front of my car, holding their hands out in a stop motion. I braked, and they came up to my window.
"Hey, you got my order?"
I grabbed the bag and rolled down the window, handing it to him, but he didn't take it. I felt dumb, holding the bag out while he just looked at me. Then I heard a quiet footstep from the other side of the car before the back door suddenly swung open. I dropped the bag outside the window and floored it as the guy by my window yelled at me to stop. I guess whoever was at the back door had jumped into my car as I pulled away. He reached forward, trying to shift my car into park, but after failing a few times, he jumped out of the moving car onto the pavement. I saw him get up and both of them running away as I turned the corner and got out of there. The police were of no help, saying they would do what they could, but never giving me any updates. I was stupid to have fallen for their trap, but I don't think I was the only one. Doing some research, just 2 weeks before my incident, a delivery driver went missing during an active delivery in a nearby town. There were no leads on what happened, as the driver's car was never found either. I think this might have been those same two men doing something terrible that I can't even begin to imagine.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.